Shalom Mishpucha. Shalom family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down. The ancient Jewish anointing is finally pouring into the new covenant Christian anointing to form what Paul calls one new man that will release the same glory on the church that is on Yeshua. That's Hebrew for Jesus. My guest, Diane Nutt, I've interviewed her on television, and I've gotten to know her. And as a young girl, Diane, you really didn't know what was going on, but you just had a very amazing intimacy with God. What was it like?
Yes, I was just always, I loved the Lord so much, and I was always finding myself reading the Word of God and praying and spending time by myself, just worshiping the Lord and just loving Him. He was everything to me, and Holy Spirit was my best friend.
Now, were you taught that the Holy Spirit could be your best friend? I mean, how did this happen to you?
No, I grew up in a denominational church, and you didn't hear much about the Holy Spirit, Sid. You were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but I had such a hunger for the Lord that I just would just sought after Him, and many times I would find myself in hiding places, in secret places, when my sister and my friends would be out playing, and I would be seeking the Lord, and I just wanted Him. I wanted everything that God had for me and what I had read in the Word of God, and the Lord came and He baptized me with His Holy Spirit and fire in my whole life.
Now, in the Scriptures, it talks about being baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire, but I don't hear too much about the fire part. What's the fire part?
The fire is very essential in our walk with the Lord, because the fire of God will come, and in certain situations, that fire will come and it will protect you. But yet the fire also comes, Sid, and it purges you. And we need that holy fire of God. I used to think as a young girl that I was having hot flashes, but it wasn't. It was the Holy Spirit coming with the fire of God. And we so need a baptism of His fire continually in our lives, because we need to continually be purging our hearts, but yet we need that protection, Sid, of that wall of fire that God brings about us.
Actually, you had such intimacy with God that as a young child, you would have conversations with Him, and people actually thought you were crazy.
Yes, they did. I would walk down the hallways of the school talking to the Holy Spirit all the time, and He was my friend. He was my best friend, and He was my comforter, Sid. He was always there, and just going through the different things that I went through, I developed a personal relationship with Holy Spirit, and people did. My friends thought I was crazy, and because I'd be talking to the air as I was walking down the school. And
now, today we have people with cell phones that look that way, but that was before the cell phones.
Yes, I had people that would actually end up teasing me, and they would act like they were walking down the hallway, you know, talking to people. But He was very real to me.
Was there a time that you actually, your spirit left your body?
Yes. Yes, that happened, and of course, I did not realize it at the time, but I would be out in the front yard, Sid, just laying out there like what a child does, looking up in the sky at the clouds and seeing shapes and forms, and then all of a sudden one day, I saw myself and found myself looking down at my body, and I thought I could fly from the top of our roof out to the cottonwood tree that was by the street. And I did not know how to express that to people, but the Holy Spirit would just come and just invade me, and I would be lifted up into this place of such peace and joy and comfort, and it was amazing.
You know, Diane, what I have noticed is many people that have a strong call of God on their life from even a little child, the devil tries to pervert it, tries to kill them. And you had many attempts, but there was one in particular where there was an automobile got hit by a train, and your parents went out with you to look at what was going on. And
yes.
It was a very traumatic thing. How old were you?
I was about 5 years old.
And what did you see?
Well, we were going across the railroad tracks, and they went across like this valley, and they were really wide apart, and that was just really scary. But, you know, my parents and everybody were walking across, and they said, "You can do it, Diane." So as I was stepping across the track, Sid, I looked down and saw a hand that had been severed from a body. And whether I saw that in the natural or I saw it in the spirit, I still don't know. But it brought such fear to me that the left side of my whole body started jerking and going, you know, into a seizure. And my parents took me to the hospital, and there they, you know, put me on medications.
And I guess that was the beginning of your body craving drugs.
Yes. Yes, it was, because it was very strong. Seizure medicine is a very strong medication, and the enemy definitely used that to begin to get into my life to get me hooked on drugs.
You also had some experiences where, on the dark side, where demons and even a spirit of death came to you.
Yes. Yes, a spirit of death would come to me. Of course, I did not know that's what it was at the time, but I would be sleeping during the middle of the night, and this man would come. But he looked like, to me, you know, looking back, he looked like Darth Vader. He was very tall, had the black cape, and had these eyes that were, they were just red and they were fiery, but he had a dagger in his hand, Sid. And he would take that dagger and hold it up above the lip of the dagger, and he would take it and he would bring it down to my heart like he was going to stab me. And my heart would start racing. I would start screaming. My mother said it was a blood-curdling scream. They would think that someone was in the house. And there was, but it just wasn't in the natural. And they would have to wake me up, and I would literally would be swinging and hitting at them because I thought this man, you know, had gotten me. And the enemy was definitely trying to kill me, wanted me to have a heart attack because I was such a light in the kingdom of God.
And again, you had to have all this medication, and it was just setting you up. But I don't understand. Maybe you can help me, Diane, how someone with such intimacy with God from a child, when you graduated high school, you just walked away from the Lord. How did you do that?
I did that because my world as a child and how I grew up and what I had been taught and had been learned, it was just totally destroyed. When me and a friend of mine, which was the PK kid, preacher's kid, we had gone to a movie to see Love Story. And, you know, we were taught not to go to the movies, don't dance, you can't swim with the opposite gender. And so what happened was we saw our youth leaders sitting down and watching the movie. And, you know, we snuck out of the movie, and my life was just shattered at that point. And I didn't know what to believe or who to believe at that particular point, because what I had been taught was being, the opposite of it was being done by our leaders. And so I totally turned and got out into the world and just explored and got into the drinking and dancing and smoking and clubbing, just doing all of that to fulfill that place that had been so wounded, you know, in my heart.
Well, and you thought you could fulfill it, of course, by a wonderful marriage and a family. So you got married, and everything seems to be going fine. But then you started having these nightmares, and one in particular, you were rushed to the hospital. Tell me about that.
Okay. Now, well, the first nightmare, Sid, that I had after not having had one for several years was in my third trimester of my pregnancy with my first child, with our daughter. And that particular night, I had just, you know, that spirit came that had come to me while I was growing up, had the dagger, was fixing to stab me, and I started screaming, of course, this bloody murder. And my husband was so shaken up. He didn't know what to think or do, but, you know, he kind of woke me up out of it. And I remember crying out to the Lord and asking the Lord to help me. You know, I said, Lord, help me, and please save this baby and save me. Lord, let me die, but don't let this baby that is in me die. And, Sid, I realized, you know, for the first time, there was a willingness to lay my life down for another life. And that's what Jesus did, is he laid his life down so that we could have life. And from that point on, that spirit of death never came back. That was the end of it. That was the end of the tormenting. So that was the first thing that happened. But the second thing that had happened with the drugs is that I had been doing drugs for about 3 days, and this was long after I'd had my daughter, and I had just gotten back into that place again of doing drugs and made the wrong choice. And, you know, we govern our life, Sid, by the choices that we make. And so I was once again looking for something to fill that void, that place of intimacy that I had with the Lord, you know, as I was growing up. And so what happened is I was snorting the cocaine, had been up for 3 days, and I went into the bathroom and started to draw up another line of cocaine. And I heard a voice, and this voice said to me, Diane, if you do this line, you will die. And I knew right then and there that if I didn't make the right choice, I wouldn't be living. I would not live. And so I took the cocaine and I brushed it off of the counter into the commode, and I had a vial of cocaine, and I poured it out into the commode as well. And I began to just cry out to the
Lord. Oh, we're out of time. We'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.